Hello, this is Alan.
Hi, Alan. This is Reuben Goldstein at the Bank of Cardiff and Underwriting. How are you doing?
Well, how are you?
Good, good. Could I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected, please?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
It's 858.
Mm-hmm.
866.
Mm-hmm.
9102.
Okay.
My name is Reuben.
Okay.
So I just had a few basic questions for you. Sure. So the first question I have is, I know you did about $9 million in sales last year.
Yep.
But when I'm running the numbers based on, and I know your bank statements are not, say, there's, it's kind of up and down because you're selling homes. But when I run the numbers,
Hold on. Phone there. I didn't hear anything you were saying.
Oh, sorry. So when I'm running the numbers based on the bank statements, if I kind of just use an estimate, I get to a much smaller number than last year. Is business down, or is it just you have bigger months throughout the year?
A little bit of both. We just got caught in a we got caught with lots. So part of the problem is, and I don't know if you know about our business, but we build new homes. And in order to build the new homes, we have to have lots in order to build the lots on. And we got caught with lots that were supposed to be coming online, got delayed, that were in development last year, and they just didn't get to us. And they didn't get they were supposed to, we were supposed to have lots in October of last year, and we're just getting them now.
Okay.
But that's been the biggest thing. We've, off of, because we've got to date just off of, I mean, we haven't had a closing since June. Now we've got one coming up, but we've already done $5.5 million just through June, which would be we were ahead of pace to have a better year than last year. But we've
okay, so because we're running, I think, only $2.6 million. So once these closings come in, that's probably gonna.
I've got the revenue. I could send you a revenue sheet right now that basically shows you we've done basically $5.5 million in sales so far this year, and we have a closing coming up next week that will add another over half a million dollars to that. So that'll push us over $6 million.
Okay, let me just bring up the bank statements because they might be off. Let's see, look.
And I think I got you all of them. I can't remember. And I was kind of explaining this to Zach. There was a lot of M&A in the banking world. So we had a switch of like three or four different banks. So.
Gotcha.
But I'm happy to, do I have it right here? Here's my income statement right here. Through July. Yeah, through July is $5,577,352.42.
Give me a second. I'm going to re-upload these. Give me one second, please. While I bring these up, I guess the second question is, I want to verify what amount of capital you're looking for and what is the funding going towards right now? The basic idea I had was you're trying to build new homes and get a pretty quick return on investment, but I just wanted to make sure I can kind of understand everything.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Again, being that we've been delayed, we've got a little bit that's going to go to help us cover an accounts payable because we've been so slow with not being able to have the homes ready.
How much is that accounts payable for?
Probably 150 to 200.
Okay. What kind of vendor is it?
Oh, it's just multiple vendors. It's just a lot of people.
Okay.
It's not. I mean, we don't have anybody that's a big thing. It's a lot of. $5,000, $3,000, $10,000.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of little nickel and dime kind of stuff. And then the rest of it's to help us build our base to get these next homes in the ground. Because now these lots are coming online for us, but they're coming all at once. And so we just kind of need some help with that.
Where we're getting to this $2.6 million number is we're just using the revenue deposits over the bank statement. So there's probably a few accounts we're missing. That's my guess. Okay. That's my guess, because you're saying that there's a lot more coming in. Because the only account that I see here is, let's see, I have another bank statement file. Let me take a look.
Well, what you're looking at, though, too, okay, so let's kind of go back to two different things. So you're looking at revenue. You're looking at profit. You're looking at cash flow coming in the door, not revenue.
Yeah, they're looking at deposits throughout each month and just adding them up for the last 6 months.
Okay, so that's a different story. I mean, no different than last year. At $10 million worth of revenue, we didn't have $10 million worth of deposits.
Gotcha.
On the cash flow side, you know what I mean? That's just sales.
And you have two primary bank accounts. It looks like one for Newbridge Bank and then one for another account, correct?
Newbridge was our big one for a long time, and then now they've gone away because Capstone bought Newbridge bought Capstone, and then Yadkin Bank bought Newbridge, and now somebody else is buying Yadkin. So anyway, long story short is we don't use them anymore. Our probably two primary accounts right now are First Bank, and we just started that account up a few months ago. And that was from the people that left Newbridge in the merger. And our other big account is probably our main checking account is probably First South.
So there's one company, and I don't know, it doesn't say the bank name on it, unfortunately. So at least when I'm looking, let's see, it doesn't. So there's an account number that I have, and I thank you for sharing this. It's going to help me out. It ends in 5836. What bank is that?
Shoot.
Because unfortunately, it's an electronic bank account. It does not say the bank name on it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I gotta try to figure this out. 5836.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me see if I can find some statements here. Financials, reconciliation reports. Let's see.
First in the month of say. July, there was about 218,000 ran through it.
Yeah, man, I got like five different banks. I mean, 5836 is looks like that is First South. So that would be one of our large. That should be one of our better one that I use more frequently. Let's just say it's business checking. So where am I?
First South, July. I
can only answer one question for you at a time. Give me a second here to look stuff up, man. I'm trying to go as fast as I can.
Take your time.
I don't have it at the top of my head here. So, this is a new one. Is this a new one? No, I just saw 5836. It's not that one. Five eight three six is First South.
And that's one of your primary accounts, okay?
Yeah.
And then the other account that I have in front of me, and I'm looking at primary accounts, not, say, secondary accounts or very small accounts, just kind of major revenue and deposits. I have another account ending in, I have another account ending in 5958, and that's Newbridge Bank, correct?
Yep. Yeah, that's correct.
So, and that account is still open, correct?
That account is still open, yes. 5958 is Newbridge. Yeah, that account is still opening, but it's going to be transitioning out. And I basically have switched Newbridge Bank to First Bank.
First South, correct?
No, First Bank.
So there's First Bank, Newbridge, and First South.
Yep, and F&M.
Okay.
And then you should have had stuff for Community One.
Okay.
We have lots of different banks because we do. There's no bank wants to. You know, we have to spread the risk out among multiple different banks, and so different banks go to different places, and we take the different banks in different places.
Let me put you on hold while I bring this up, and I can maybe access the account. Give me one second, please. sir?
Yeah.
So I'm bringing this up, and I can only access two accounts, but that's okay. After our conversation, I don't want to keep online forever. I'll kind of pick through it and kind of figure this out. I think you've already shared all this information with our rep.
Yeah, you should have, Ruben, you should have, I sent him, like, Zach, literally 6 different emails, and you should have bank statements for up to 6 months for, let me get these for you. It should be, the first one would be First South. Then you should have some from Newbridge. Then you should have some from Community One. And then you should have some from First Bank.
Okay. So I can get that detail. So I'm going to ask you a few other questions just about kind of loan ideas and what you're searching for. So about how much capital are you looking for at a maximum, and what amount would you accept at a minimum?
You know, it's the maximum amount would probably be something around $800,000.
Okay.
And the minimum amount would be, I don't know. I don't know what that would be. If it wasn't enough, then I would just have to think through it. I can't answer that off the top of my head. I might just have to take the application somewhere else.
In terms of the loan, so we've got about 150 or so to pay off current vendors, right?
Yep.
And then the rest would be used to build homes, correct?
That's correct.
What's your kind of return on investment and time frame by getting it, you know, for every, say, $100,000 or every dollar in a sense, what's your kind of return on investment, and how long does it take you to realize that besides paying these vendors?
Well, it typically takes us, it depends. So if you look at, sometimes we're able to invest that money. So for instance, I got this, sometimes we're able to do lots, and I've got a couple of these opportunities right now where we would buy a lot, and I'm able to put a pre-sale buyer on that lot, and I'm able to get deposits from that buyer. So I get a return on that investment, you know, within, you know, 60 days, you know, give or take. And basically, but it's a small return on that investment, but I get my cash back out of that deal. So now I'm using their cash instead of my cash.
Gotcha.
And that's the ideal situation. Does that happen, you know, probably 30% of the time. And then the other 70% of the time, which is, you know, the overwhelming majority, it takes us about 6 to 8 months, call it, for us to build the house and sell it and close it. Because we build bigger homes.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, the amount of, you know, we may have, out of our own cash that we've got to put into that deal, you know, we may have $50,000, $75,000, somewhere in there, you know, invested into that deal. And, you know, on a deal like that, we'd be looking to make, you know, somewhere between $100,000 and $125,000.
Because some of you're getting the customers funding the rest from a loan, right?
No, the rest of the money comes from the bank.
Gotcha.
So say if we're selling a house for, you know, $700,000, we've got to put a certain amount of equity into that, and then the bank lends us the rest of the money on that.
So the bank, you have a line with your bank.
We have multiple lines with banks. Yeah.
So you put
but
in.
But they don't do any. They don't do any of this kind of lending. They will only lend on a physical asset. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. And so then you said if you put 50 to 75K in, you make 125K, or that's what the total sale is. You make 50.
No, we make between 100 and 125,000.
Profit.
Profit. Yeah. After. True, net, clear.
So very high return on investment, more than, you know, 100%, but it takes about 6 to 8 months.
That's correct.
Okay.
But the idea is, Ruben, that we've been averaging 10 to 12 homes a year. And so if, you know, you season that out, it's typically, you know, obviously it's 12, that's one a month, right? A lot of times those are front loaded because, as you're probably well aware, the spring is the peak time for selling homes. We'll see a lot of that. A lot of times we'll see, sometimes it's spread out and sometimes it's not. Like I said, we had five closings through May this year, so we were averaging exactly one a month. So typically the cash flow works really nice because we go boom, boom, boom. We basically start one home a month, so that gives us the ability to close one home a month, you know, as you start expanding this process out. But we got caught in the spring with no lots, so as we were started closing our homes that we started last fall, as we got into the winter months, into the spring months, we just didn't have these lots to build on, so we were closing homes out with no starts coming out of the ground. So the last couple of months, we haven't been able to start new homes. So now we're just getting, now these lots are ready for us. We're trying to get these houses ramped up because if you go out 6 months from now, it's going to put us into peak selling season. So we have to get the houses in the ground now in order to hit, you know, our Christmas selling season, which is next spring.
Gotcha. Okay. A few other quick questions. The vendors that are kind of behind that you're trying to get caught up with,
they're not behind. No, I don't have anything. I don't have a single payment that's behind. This is stuff that's coming up.
So you're trying to plan.
This is planning. I'm planning on this is needs that I'm projecting out all the way through 2016. This isn't gotcha. Like, hey, this $150,000 isn't cash I need to pay bills tomorrow. It's cash I need to be paying, you know, hey, over the next several months.
Okay. Have you sought out any other types of loans recently for this same project?
No.
Okay.
No. And, you guys sent me a letter, and that's kind of how I got your information. I wasn't really even thinking about it, and then I said, hey, this might be a good opportunity to take advantage of some things that we didn't think we were going to be able to take advantage of.
It sounds like to me, just kind of in a nutshell, and I don't want to take any assumptions, but correct me if I'm wrong, this is more of an opportunity loan because you can buy lots. You either put a pre-sale buyer on the lot and you get a deposit immediately, or which is not that much profit, but it's an immediate return on investment in a very short time frame, or you take the majority of the time, you buy this lot, the bank will give you a loan on this lot regardless because it's an asset, it's real estate, you know, there's a deed. But the challenge for you is, well, if you can buy, say, three homes, you can get three, if you can buy three lots at, say, 50-50, how much does a lot cost, by the way?
They range from anywhere from, like, $150,000 to $250,000.
Okay, so if you could, you know, let's just say you get $150,000. Let's just give an example. You buy $150,000. Well, you don't really need to buy $150,000. To buy that lot, all you really need to come to the table with is $50,000. If you got $150,000, the bank can give you three lots. You know, that $150,000 will, you know, 125 times three, that's $375,000 profit. So the question is, can I figure out a situation where I can get a cash loan to buy these lots? The bank's going to front the remainder of the cost. I'm going to make $375,000 essentially off that $150,000, but I need something to kind of bridge the gap. Is that accurate?
That's accurate, or I can't take advantage of these opportunities.
Okay.
And then what we'll run into is we'll have to pass, and then eventually, you know, we're going, hey, now we've got no revenue source coming in. So this is a revenue source to kind of keep the machine going.
Okay. All right. I'm sure you're familiar with you and your partner's credit, correct?
Yes.
That's going over there. Okay. So I'm just putting the notes here. It's basically for every $50,000, it's a $125,000 profit over 6 to 8 months, although it could be sooner. And you said spring season is it an assumption to say that you don't need the money tomorrow, but something by the end of the month or beginning of next month is when you need to make a call because there's a certain timeline to build these homes?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like it within the next to be able to keep moving forward on the things I need to keep moving forward on, I would need that money in the next 2 weeks.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through how this loan product works.
Okay.
Then I'm also going to give you a call tomorrow to go over
Okay.
pricing, loan amount. But let me just kind of give you the information. Do you know, has your rep discussed any of the product with you, how it works, or am I starting kind of starting from
scratch? Okay. You're starting from scratch.
No worries. It's a pretty straightforward, it is a straightforward product. So what we offer is a business loan, and unlike a real estate loan where you're pledging,
right.
you know, that collateral to get that loan, it's a cash flow based loan.
Right.
We give, our loan amounts go from anywhere from $100,000 to $2 million. Term lengths generally are going to be between 6 months to 18 months. The average first-time customer is getting a 10 to 12-month loan. Now, how do you...
Six to 18-month is the term limit, okay?
Is the term limit. Average term is 12 months. Let me give you an example of a loan. Let's say we fund you by on Friday. You get the $100,000. The repayment of the loan, since it's a cash flow-based loan, is a micropayment. So instead of you paying the payment at the beginning of each month, you pay with a micropayment, which means 5 days a week, no weekdays or holidays, you have a small fixed daily debit that comes out of the business bank account. Once the loan is halfway paid, you can do a renewal, which means you can apply for more funding. Let me explain that. So let's say you do a 12-month loan. Once you're halfway through that six-month number, you can apply for more funding. And traditionally, about 70 to 80% of our customers renew. If they have a good relationship with us, they're paying us, they're generally going to get a renewal, which is more money so they can kind of keep on growing their cycle. It's their right.
Okay, just hold on. I'm sorry, Ruben. I'm just trying to keep up with you, man.
Oh, no worries.
So I can apply for more at a six-month period.
Correct.
And you're taking basically money out every single day on the account. Is that how you said you're debiting money every day?
Yes. Yeah, so that's 21 business days per month. Once in a while we'll do weekly, but it's primarily daily. But that's no weekends or holidays. So it's 21 business days. And it also, of course, equates to a monthly fixed payment, which we'll give you in writing. In terms of the renewal, once you're halfway in through the loan, you can apply for more funding. That means you can basically do a refinance. About 70 to 80% of our customers do refinance. Traditionally, a good thing about our system is we're a relationship-based bank, so most of our customers, I'm sure you did a little research on our company prior to applying, correct?
I did.
Yeah, we have a lot of good reviews on Google Plus, and most customers work with us on a repeat basis. So traditionally, customers are going to, if they're going to need a renewal, we're usually going to give them more money, lower the cost of the loan, and potentially even stretch the loan out longer their second or third time around. The reason I think we reach out to you is we specialize in the construction industry. That's something we do. Like my niche, just is I'm a senior underwriter here, but I used to be on the sales side, and I have a huge book of business for people that build countertops. So the people that you work with, those countertop vendors, we actually finance huge orders of containers of Brazil from Granite for that stone, the CNC and the backsplash posters that polish that equipment. We've been into the construction industry. When the recession hit, we actually started diving deep into the construction industry when everyone was pulling away. So that's what we're kind of known for. It sounds like in terms of expectations, I only have a few of your bank accounts. I don't have everything. I think $800,000 would probably be quite a bit high for our side, but I think you'd see loan offers in the range of about, I'd say, a minimum of $100,000 to $150,000. I think a maximum would probably be something in the range of $300,000 to $400,000. I don't want to quote you a number, though, because I haven't seen those additional bank statements, and those could be very helpful to give you some solid numbers. But I will touch base with you tomorrow in terms of final numbers and kind of what they look like. If I need anything else, I might have Zach reach out to you. But let me also walk you through the funding process. So you're used to dealing with a traditional loan where there's a tremendous amount of closing and documentation, correct?
No, not really.
All right, so your buyers are, I'm assuming, when you're buyers through their loans, their mortgages.
They go through a lot, but we don't,
Correct. So our loan's very, very hands-off. Once we go over the terms, if the terms and conditions work, the funding process is about 48 hours. That means documents are signed via fax, we do a final quick review, make sure we get a month-to-date bank statement, and wire the funds into your bank account. We don't monitor how you use the funds, so it's really up to you. Hopefully you use them for the reasons you said, but we're very, very hands-off. I've thrown a tremendous amount of information, and this call has been very, very helpful to help me understand your business and those missing bank accounts, which I'm going to go get my hands on. Are there any questions that I can answer for you right now before giving you a call tomorrow?
No, we just need to make sure you get that, because if we're talking less than the $300 or $400, it's probably not something I'll be interested in.
All right, pushy, but
$150 is just not going to do it for me. I could go. I've got other sources that I know that I could get that'll be. That I know can work. I'm just trying to, I'm hopeful to consolidate it in one place, and I may or may not. So, but if I can get most of the way there, you know, I would do that. And then
what other options are you considering?
Just local private, there's local private equity.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you.
I'm not your sales rep, so I don't take it any of the wrong way.
Yeah, no, I have just avoided going local because I don't want people knowing our business. That's the only reason I know my cost of funds wouldn't be nearly as high. They would be a little more strict and not as hands-off, as you're saying. But I don't mind that because we could certainly document and substantiate everything that they're doing. And these people are in the business, so they get it. I just don't want people knowing our business. I don't know what, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I'm actually a small business owner myself. I own real estate, and this is my full-time job, but I was lucky enough at a pretty young age to get involved in real estate. And that's the reason I don't have a partner. It's for a very specific reason. It's very, very kind of internal. What I would just share with you is this. We're talking about an unsecured loan, not a secured loan.
Yeah.
And so even though it's not a lot to you, $150,000 of cash is still a lot of money. It really is. The industry standard for us is actually we are the largest lender in the space. There are many lenders in our space that just do not go anything above $100,000 or $150,000. That's their risk profile. So what I would kind of share with you is this. Kind of the way that we view it is our funds are cheaper than equity and a lot less aggressive. I understand your point. I'll try to get you as much as proved as possible. But if I come back to you with $150,000, I ask everyone, don't make a rush decision. Just hear what we have to say, because sometimes, you know, it is still a very useful product if you have that return on investment. But I'll try to get you the numbers and give you a few options, and then you can decide, you know what's best for your business.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. So I will be touching base with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.